Having a tough conversation when you know there's going to be disagreement and maybe some hard feelings is never easy. You might be tempted to put it off or ignore the problem, but those only make matters worse. I'm John Fuller, and we addressed this issue on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast with Jim Daly. Our guest was Dr. Mike Bechtel. He wrote a great book called Dealing with the Elephant in the Room.
Mike, so here it is. You identify there's an elephant in the room. The question is, now what?
I have to get him out. If he's little, I can guide him out the door. That's the best time to do it. If he's already gotten big, I'm going to have to remove walls.
Or he could stomp on you.
He could. That's why I need to do it when he's as little as possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what does that look like? I mean, let's say it's a cousin or, I'm just picking somebody. Or a neighbor. How about a neighbor?
Same thing. I have a real conversation, but without accusing the other person, I bring up the issue and we focus on the issue instead of the other person.
All right. So I got to really work up the courage and then, you know, make the point of meeting this neighbor. What's my opening line?
You know what? There's something that just happened last week, and I'd love to explore that a little bit with you. Because when this happened, I found myself feeling this way, responding this way. Can we talk about what that could look like as far as it's not my side or your side, but how could we resolve this issue so we're both satisfied with it?
And okay, I'm with you on that, but let's say it's a grown elephant and that the neighbor and I haven't really talked about this for like 5 years. Then what's that conversation start like?
I probably don't go over and have just that conversation. I probably will try and start rebuilding that relationship on a different level.
Start with a fruitcake. Hey, here's a fruitcake for you.
You know, there's something to be said for that. To be able to have coffee or lunch or just make a connection that has nothing to do with it. Come back later.
Proverbs says it. Yeah. Give a gift.
Mm-hmm.